Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, And to Eat: Recipes and Stories from a Vietnamese Family Kitchen by Helen Ann, with her daughter Jacqueline Ann, is a Vietnamese cookbook that also functions as a family memoir and cultural snapshot. Built around about 100 recipes, it presents dishes associated with the Ann family restaurant world and home table, ranging from well-known Vietnamese staples to signature preparations that reflect Helen Ann's distinctive Vietnamese-French California approach. The book's purpose is twofold: to make Vietnamese cooking more approachable for home cooks through clear techniques and ingredient guidance, and to preserve the story behind the food. Interwoven narratives trace Helen Ann's life from an elite upbringing in French colonial-era Vietnam, through displacement and resettlement, to building a celebrated restaurant legacy in the United States. The result is a cookbook that treats recipes as more than instructions. Each dish becomes an entry point into memory, adaptation, and the evolution of Vietnamese flavor in an American context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a cookbook structured as family history and cultural record, a defining feature of Ann to Eat is how deliberately it blends recipes with storytelling. Rather than presenting Vietnamese food as a static tradition, the book frames cooking as an archive of lived experience, where meals carry the marks of upbringing, migration, and reinvention. Helene Ann's biography provides the narrative spine, a childhood shaped by the layered foodways of colonial-era Vietnam and later the upheavals that forced her family to relocate. That personal trajectory matters to the book's culinary voice, because it explains why certain flavors and techniques sit side by side. Vietnamese dishes appear alongside influences that reflect both French culinary presence and California market freshness, creating a portrait of cuisine in motion. The storytelling also helps readers interpret recipes, not just as restaurant-style hits, but as dishes with context: who cooked them, when they were served, and what they meant to the family. For readers, this structure turns cooking into a more immersive act. You are not only learning what to do in the kitchen, you are learning why the dish exists in this particular form and how a family used food to maintain identity while adapting to a new country. Secondly, Vietnamese-French-California fusion as an intentional flavor logic. The book's fusion is presented less as novelty and more as a coherent culinary logic rooted in Helen Ann's background and professional life. The recipes emphasize clean flavors and balance, traits often associated with Vietnamese cooking, while also drawing on French influence and the ingredient-driven sensibility of California cuisine. This mix shows up in choices about sauces, aromatics, and preparation methods. Vietnamese elements like fish sauce, lemongrass, herbs, and rice-based staples intersect with techniques and ingredients that signal broader training and a restaurant setting. The result is food that aims to feel accessible to American home cooks without flattening the core Vietnamese palate. Importantly, the fusion is not described as a random mashup. It is tied to the author's lived reality, a family that carried culinary memory from Vietnam, built restaurants in the United States, and cooked for diners whose expectations and ingredient access differed from those back home. That perspective helps readers understand fusion as a response to circumstance and creativity rather than a compromise. For cooks, this means the book can function as a guide to flexible authenticity, preserving Vietnamese flavor principles while allowing room for substitutions, local produce, and techniques that fit a contemporary American kitchen. Thirdly, demystifying Vietnamese technique and foundational kitchen knowledge beyond individual recipes. And to Eat positions itself as a practical translator of Vietnamese cooking for readers who may be unfamiliar with its fundamentals. The emphasis on simple techniques and clear flavor construction supports that goal. Instead of assuming cultural fluency, the book highlights core elements that make Vietnamese food taste like itself: the interplay of salty, sweet, sour, and aromatic notes, the role of fresh herbs and crisp textures, and the importance of well-prepared staples like rice. It also addresses common methods used across dishes, helping readers build transferable skill, rather than treating each recipe as an isolated project. This approach matters because many Vietnamese dishes can appear complex from the outside, especially when ingredient names or pantry items are unfamiliar. By foregrounding technique and ingredient logic, the book lowers the barrier to entry while still encouraging respect for the cuisine. It also reflects a family reality: Vietnamese recipes are often passed down orally, and writing them down requires deciding how to communicate sensory cues and kitchen instincts on a page. For home cooks, the benefit is confidence. The book aims to help readers understand how to shop, season, and assemble flavors so that Vietnamese cooking becomes repeatable rather than intimidating. Fourthly, signature dishes and restaurant legacy brought into the home kitchen. The Ann family is closely associated with a prominent restaurant legacy in the United States, and the cookbook draws on that reputation by sharing dishes connected to their culinary identity. Public descriptions of the book highlight recipes such as Mama Beef Pho, Drunken Crab, and oven-roasted lemongrass chicken, signaling a mix of iconic Vietnamese comfort food and restaurant-style specialties. This selection helps explain why the book appeals to more than casual weeknight cooking. Some recipes are designed to recreate the experience of a celebrated dining room, while others evoke family meals and everyday staples. The inclusion of previously guarded or family-kept preparations also contributes to the book's appeal as a behind-the-scenes culinary document. Even if home cooks may need to plan ahead for certain ingredients or multi-step processes. At the same time, the recipes are described as using clean flavors and straightforward techniques, suggesting an attempt to translate restaurant outcomes into realistic home instructions. The theme here is access readers are invited into a family kitchen culture that was once partly private. In practical terms, the book offers both aspiration and usability, with dishes that can impress guests alongside those that can become part of a regular rotation. Freshness and health is defining values of Vietnamese home cooking. A recurring idea associated with And to Eat is that Vietnamese cuisine is both vibrant and health-oriented, emphasizing freshness, herbs, and balanced seasoning. Rather than leaning on heavy sauces or excessive richness, many Vietnamese dishes rely on bright aromatics, crunchy vegetables, and broths or grilling methods that keep flavors clear. The book uses this framing not as a diet claim, but as a culinary identity. Vietnamese food can feel light while still tasting deeply satisfying. That principle aligns well with the California influence described in public summaries, where seasonal produce and a market-driven approach naturally complement Vietnamese herbiness. Arbiness, for readers, this theme provides a useful lens for understanding why the recipes are built the way they are. It also reframes Vietnamese cooking as a practical everyday option, not only an occasional restaurant treat. The emphasis on freshness encourages cooks to think about last-minute herb additions. The contrast between hot and cool components, and the role of dipping sauces that allow diners to control intensity. This also ties back to the book's storytelling dimension, where gardens, markets, and family meals help explain how ingredients shape identity. In effect, the book teaches a philosophy of eating as much as a list of dishes prioritize crisp textures, aromatic lift, and balance at the table. In conclusion, And to Eat is best suited to home cooks who want Vietnamese recipes with context, as well as readers who enjoy cookbooks that read partly like memoir. Fans of Helene Ann's restaurants, or anyone curious about Vietnamese-American culinary history, will likely find it especially rewarding, because the book connects signature dishes to the family journey that produced them. Practically, it offers a clear pathway into Vietnamese flavor building, highlighting key ingredients, approachable techniques, and the kind of balancing instincts that make the cuisine distinctive. It also provides inspiration for cooks interested in fusion that feels grounded, showing how Vietnamese flavors can coexist with French influence and California's sensibility without losing their core character. Intellectually, the book stands out because it does not treat recipes as isolated artifacts. The narrative frames food as a record of migration, resilience, and adaptation, making the cooking experience more meaningful. Compared with many Vietnamese cookbooks that focus primarily on regional survey or strict traditionalism, And to Eat is positioned as a family and restaurant-centered lens on Vietnamese cuisine in America. That combination of personal story, cultural history, and polished recipe presentation helps it function both as a cookbook you cook from and a book you read for understanding how a cuisine evolves across generations and geographies. If you would like to support Helene Ann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.